Well, in our last exciting episode, the police commissioner of Midland City, using the chicken emergency procedure, made contact with the Winged Warrior on a very important matter.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, this is the Winged Warrior.
Oh, yes, Winged Warrior. The world is about to be destroyed by a very diabolical...
Yes?
That's it.
Impressed by the urgency in the commissioner's voice, the Winged Warrior replied immediately, saying...
I'm very impressed.
Adding at the same time...
But I gotta take a basket to my grandmother's house.
Oh, come on.
Honest Injun, Commissioner.
You're putting me on.
Oh, cross my heart, I really do.
What
really
is in the basket?
Groceries and a TV guide.
Winged Warrior.
This is the Winged Warrior here.
Couldn't you take the basket some other time?
I don't think so, Commissioner. We haven't taken anything to her for a couple months now.
Couldn't someone take your grandmother to a basket?
Hey!
Yes?
I'll ask my mommy.
Fine.
I'll ask mommy.
Yes, Benton?
Benny Norton wants to know if I'm allowed to save the world.
Did you do your errand?
Nope.
Benton Harbor, you know how hungry your grandmother is.
I know it's been a couple months.
Benton Yo-Yo Harbor?
Gee, you're pretty when you're mad, mommy.
Oh, go on with you now.
Just a little blarney there.
Winged Warrior.
Oh, hi, Commissioner.
The world, Winged Warrior.
Hmm?
It's waiting for you to save it.
Boy, is that all you ever think of?
Winged Warrior, it's the only world we have.
Oh, cool it. I've got a hungry grandmother.
And with those unusual words, the Winged Warrior, basket in hand, leaves for his grandmother's house.
So long, pretty mommy.
And thus begins this day another...
I forgot the TV guide.
Another errand of mercy by the fearless feathered fighter as he trudges through the dense woods on the outskirts of Midland City.
I'll give my regards to Broadway.
Singing his favorite song all along the way until...
Hey, buddy. Yes? Don't you read signs? No singing in the woods.
Well, can Chicken Man carrying a basket of groceries and the TV guide make his way through 45 miles of dense foliage without singing his favorite song?